produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
We're going to look at Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40, I'm going to key in on one verse. But I want to give you a quick backdrop where God was talking to the people over in Jerusalem, and he was sharing with them about the things that has taken place, the things that wasn't right, amen. But what he did, he began to speak out. He began to use the prophet Isaiah to begin to prophesy to Jerusalem and let them know that even in the midst, there's going to be some things going to be torn down. There's going to be some things that has to be destroyed. But even in the midst of things being destroyed, people who are in Jerusalem, God still restored certain, he restored people even in the midst of where they were. Listen to me. You may be going through some life situations. You may be going through some trials and tribulations. But I need you to understand, and I need you to grab hold to this and put it in your heart and lock it up. Lord have mercy. That the Father is going to do just what his word says. Even in this text, it says that the grass may wither, everything may take place. But then he says, but the word of God shall still stand. I don't care what nobody say, the word of God is still going to bring the results that is needed in our lives, whether it's good or bad. Amen. We're going to see the results. Listen, do me a favor. I know everybody's at their own local churches right now, but like, share, and comment. Like, share, and comment. Listen, I want to get back into this Isaiah chapter 40. I want to deal with Isaiah 40, verse number 29. Here it is. It says, he gives power. Somebody shout power. He gives power to the weak and to those have no might. He increases strength. So here it is. Look what the prophet says. He says that this is what the Lord gonna do. Power is this again, is a capacity of a person to influence others and alter their actions, beliefs, and behaviors. This is what I heard in the spirit on yesterday when I was studying this last night at the same time watching the football game. Listen to me, people of God. Understand this. That the scripture tells us he gives power to the weak. So while you're weak, your power is being developed. And so what is weak? Weak is a person that's lacking strength. So if you're lacking strength, the power of God, according to the text, is going to come on you while you're weak. How is that? Here it is. Through your meditation, through your spending time in the presence of God, the strength of God, if you will, the power of God is going to come on you while you're going through, while you're in the midst of going through whatever you may be going through, because we all are going through. If you knew, you only know some people who I talk to on a regular basis, they know partial what I go through, because some stuff I can't say because if I begin to talk too much, I don't know what may happen to me. Amen. So I have to do my breakdown to the master, to my Savior, to my Lord, to my King, my High Priest. Amen. So here it is, people of God. Understand this, that the prophet Isaiah says, he says, he gives power to the weak. So that means power comes amongst us as we're weakened. Watch this. When the power comes on us, it begins to influence us. Hallelujah. It begins to alter our actions, our own beliefs and behaviors. So whatever belief you've been dealing with, whatever behaviors you've been dealing with, understand that the power is going to influence and change where you've been weakened. I hope y'all catch that. Say it again, Holy Spirit. Say it again. Understand that where you are weakening at, where you are hurting at, where your behaviors have got off balance, where you have gotten off balance in your walk with the Father, understand whatever has gotten you out of character, whatever has messed you up mentally, whatever has messed you up spiritually, whatever has messed you up in your walk, in your daily walk of your, you exercising your faith, if you will, glory to God. Understand that it's going to change. How is that? Because the power brings about results. What you mean results? Here it is. It brings about the results of influence. So power brings influence on your life. Power alters your actions. Power also helps you to overcome whatever you be, your beliefs are. It also helps your behaviors. All right? So now he says the weak, once again, weak is lack of strength. Somebody put in there in the comments when you watch it or watch this later. Put in comments. I once was weak while I was lacking strength, but now the power is giving my strength back. Lord have mercy. Then he says in the text, it talks about the word might. I'm almost done. Might means, well, here it is, the power, these two words I'm teaching on, authority. Then it says energy, bodily strength. So look at the text. The prophet says he gives power to the weak where you're lacking strength. Then he says, and to those who have no might. Might. He says, where you have no might, you lost your power. You don't have the authority. You don't have the energy. You don't have the strength. Listen to me. This is what the Holy Spirit told me. He said, tell my people where they've been lacking, I'm going to give them more than what they had. Let's keep moving in the text. Then he says, he increases strength. There it is. He increases strength. So now the text says, not only where I was weak and those who have no might, look what he said, the last two words, and I'm done. He increases strength. What do you mean? The word increases means to multiply or make greater. Somebody shout, God is making me greater. Somebody shout, God is multiplying. He's making me greater. Come on. Say, I'm multiplying and God is making me greater. Come on, say, I am multiplying and God is making me greater. Then the word strength means power to resist force. Somebody shout, God is giving me power to resist the forces that comes up against me. Come on. How's that? Because when you and I have the power of God, we're able to overcome it. But here it is. You and I have to take ownership. Come on, y'all. If we don't take ownership, how can we see the results of what we're trying to resist? You can't see no results of any negative thing that's trying to come in your ear gate or in your mind gate, in your eye gate, your heart gate to make you spew it out of your mouth, your mouth gate. Amen. So watch this. He says in the text, he increases your strength. So that means he increases, he multiply or make you greater. Strength means two things, and I'm done. Power to resist force, that's number one. Number two, power of resisting any attack. Listen to what I just said. You got to catch this by the Spirit. This one revealed me by flesh and blood, but by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit said, tell my people they can resist any attack. I said, how is that when attack comes? How are we going to resist it? He says, listen to my scripture. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against you, the day of judgment, it shall be condemned. So anything that's trying to attack you in any kind of way, the Holy Spirit will show you how to navigate and to overcome and to endure the attack while it's coming. Whatever the attack may be, I don't know what attack that's coming your way, but whatever attack is coming our way as a believer, understand that the Spirit of the Lord will give us the mobility, the strength, and the ability to be able to overcome the attack that's coming up against you, whether it's coming to you mentally, spiritually, physically, financially, as well as emotionally. The Holy Spirit will give us a way to escape. That's what he told Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 13. He will give you and I a way to escape the very forces and the attacks that will try to come up against us the rest of this year. Here it is, my brother. Here it is, my sister. And I'm done. You make sure you and your own personal walk with the Lord, that you stay in tune with the Holy Spirit on a consistent basis. That's real talk. That's real talk. You have to stay in tune consistently. Consistently. You have to stay in tune with the Holy Spirit for yourself. You got to stay in tune with spending time in the presence of God for yourself. I'm not saying not to listen to nobody else, but it's nothing like when you have your one-on-one time, not by going off somebody else's social media stuff that they posting. That's cool. That's all good. But the best way for you to do it, you need to set a time. Spend time in the presence of God so the presence of God can help you to overcome whatever you got to go through on that particular day. Amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.